I would like to notify all parties that the call today is being recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. Thank you, Glenn. Could you please make a roll call?
Certainly, Olga. We have on the call Olga Cavelli, who is chair of this group, Victoria McKivady from the IPC constituency, Chuck Gomes, registry constituency, Tony Harris, ISP constituency, and SS, who is participating as an individual, Rafik Damik, who is participating as an individual as well, and for staff we have Julie Hedlund and Glenda Saint-Jolie.
Thank you very much, Glenn. We have sent on our list, on our email list, our agenda. I don't know if you had the chance to review it. As I know that SS made some very interesting comments, and he wanted to just slightly change some items of the agenda. Any other additions that someone in the call would like to do now to the agenda? No? Okay. Our first item is to discuss the charter and priority of tax and to vote on charter. SS suggested in his email, I think it was last night or this morning, I don't remember right now, that perhaps we should not vote, but discuss it. What do others think? I think that we are in the position to vote because we have been reviewing this charter for a while. Anyway, I have been reading SS comments, which, by the way, are really very, very good and very detailed, and I found a place in the charter that where stakeholder group and constituency seems to be a little bit confusing for me as the way it is written. I just sent it, the paragraph to the list 15 minutes ago. Apart from some changes in the text, what do the group think? We should perhaps take a vote on the charter or still discuss the content of the charter?
Please put me in the queue, Olga.
Sure, Chuck. Go ahead, Chuck.
First of all, on the item that you identified, my suggestion is that we, if it's not clear, let's fix it. We should be able to do that at the meeting today.
Yes.
If there are other items in the charter that seem to be deficient, then I'd like to know what those are, because I don't see any reason to continue working on the charter. I think we'd be much better off starting to work on the tasks that we have to do in the charter. Unless we want the charter to be excessively detailed, then in which case we're going to spend, wasted time working on the charter instead of doing the work that we're tasked with doing.
Thank you, Chuck. Any other comments? Okay, I totally agree with Chuck. I just found this is a very small paragraph that can be easily rewritten. I think it's with only one or two words that we change it. It will be fine. And I agree that we have been reviewing this charter for, I guess, before the meeting in Mexico, at least myself. So I think we are in the position of agreeing and accepting it and voting on it. Any comments? What do others think?
I'd like to better understand SS's concern with regard
to
the vote. You've identified one of the...
Hello?
Yes, SS, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have any reservation, but I wanted to be sure whether the team has reviewed it, but silence should not mean yes.
Oh, okay. That helps me understand what you were getting at, SS. Thank you. And also keep in mind that should we find a flaw in the charter, we could always go back and request a revision later as well. So it sounds like what we need to do, Olga, is to fix a sentence that you thought was not clear and move on.
Yeah, it's a very slight change that I would suggest. It's changing two words for one. Let me open the charter, which of course I cannot find it now. Here. It says, in all cases, it's under point 3, work team rules and procedures. In all cases, the chair will include the names and affiliations of those in support of each position and for participants representing a group of stakeholders. And in between brackets, it says, for example, constituencies, stakeholder groups, other groups. It's like two times stakeholder, and that is quite confusing. So I would suggest, in support of each position and for participants with representation of with relevant representation, and then the paragraph, for example, constituencies, stakeholder group, other group. Very slight, very small, but I think it helps the reading.
Olga, here may be an even simpler fix.
Yeah, please, you're an English speaker, so you will help.
What if we just, where it says,
for participants representing a group of stakeholder groups, we just delete of stakeholder groups and just say,
participants
representing a group, and then have the parenthetical.
Just insist, yeah, perfect. So we should take out of stakeholder.
And it removes the redundancy then.
Yeah, that's my only comment. So if you think that's a clarifying change, I think it is, and I discovered it after SS comments, I didn't realize before. I think it will help to someone else reading the charter. What do others think? Do you think that's a good change to be done? No comments. So I think, Julie, could you do that for us?
Absolutely, Olga. I'll take care of it right away.
Great. Thank you very much. So, are we comfortable with the charter? Has anyone else have a comment or want to make an addition or... as Chuck said, we can always go back and review it in the future as we move forward with our work. But I think it's time for us to take action in other things that we have to do, that we really have a lot to do in the future. So, are we comfortable with our charter? How should we vote, or we just feel that we have a rough consensus, I think, or a total consensus if no one is opposed?
The only question might be whether or not we want to allow the people that aren't on the call today to vote as well. We could give them, through Monday, through the end of the day Monday, to express via the list any opposition that they might have, and then include their opinion in our vote as well. We're not required to do that, I don't think, but
I think it's fair. Yes, I think it's totally fair. So what we could do after the meeting is, I could do that, or perhaps Julie, we could do that together. We can tell them what we have been discussed in the group and today in the conference call, and if they have any comment in relation with the charter, they should send them to the list at least by Monday. And if not, we could consider that we all agree in the text.
Yes, Olga, this is Julie. I could send out after this meeting the action items, the first of which could be a few notes from our discussion on the charter and asking everyone to take one last review of it and include the link, and so that they have until end of day Monday to send back their comments or approval, et cetera.
And I think we ought to specifically state if there are no... further concerns that it will be considered approved.
Good point.
Great. Thank you very much, Julie. And by the way, I would like you to know that I just sent to the list a report prepared with the content of an outcome of our first meeting in Mexico and our first conference call held 2 weeks ago as the report that we have to present to the OSC. Just for your revision, and I was not sure if the group had to review it or not, but just in the sake of transparency and democracy, I just send it to the group. So if you have any comment or you think it, you don't like it or you may want to make additions, also, Julie, feel free to make comments or changes. The idea is, my idea was to submit it yesterday or today to the OSC, but I thought it was not a bad idea to share it with the working team. So by Monday, if I have not heard any comments from you or additions or deletions, I will send it to you, Chuck, as a final report from our first stage. I also thought that it was good to include these two first conference call and meeting, and then move on with new things from now on every 2 weeks, as we agreed in our last conference call.
Okay.
So, yes.
As the one receiving the report, could I comment?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, I haven't had time to read it in detail.
No, just send it right now.
I think it doesn't need to be nearly so detailed.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about your time. If you get that detailed in the report, I'm concerned about your time and your busy schedule. All it really needs to be, in my opinion, is just a few short bullets saying.
Great.
We met,
okay.
Like you said, in more detail, we met a few times. We started discussions on the charter, like when you're reporting on today's meeting, you know, we approved the charter, or by Monday anyway. We developed some work tasks that we're going to start work on and some priorities. Something like that would be just fine. Don't make too much work out of the reports to me as the OSC chair. Really, the purpose for me is to make sure that if I get something simple like that from each of the chairs of the three work teams, it makes it real easy for me to report on the council.
Okay.
What's going on, and I'd rather you spending your time in leading the group and so forth rather than preparing reports. And it's a great report. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But
I understand. I totally understand you.
Okay. And by the way, you're the chair. I think it's perfectly fine for you to just develop the report. You can. I would suggest you CC the group on what you send to me, and if anybody has any concerns, they can comment. But I don't think it needs to be. It's not an official document or anything. It doesn't need to be approved by the work team or anything. If any of us see something you've missed or inaccurately stated, we can let you know.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack. I just had some doubts, and so I decided to make it a little bit longer. I can always be shorter, that's fine. That's easier than
yeah.
Enhancing it. And, of course, I didn't know if to share with the group or not, and in front of the doubt, I thought it was good to do it.
What I suggest you do is you share it with Michael as vice chair. Just the two of you agree on what you want to submit forward. Keep it simple and short, and... that should be fine, and then just CC the rest of it.
Great. Thank you very much. Any comments to this exchange of ideas with Chuck, who is always very, very helpful? And thank you very much, Julie, because I've used her minutes of meetings to make the report. It's not only my work. It's her work that I use for my report. So thank you, Julie, again.
You're very welcome.
Okay. So we move to our next item in the agenda. It's a report on ICANN staff outreach to new constituencies. Julie, could you tell us something about that?
Yeah, thank you very much, Olga. Just very briefly, we staff did reach out to new constituencies. Ken Bauer has made contact with representatives of the cyber safety constituency, and Rob has made contact with the new city TLD. And other staff have gotten in contact with consumer constituency proponents. We have not heard back from these constituencies whether they have representatives to participate on our team, but we do expect to hear back from them shortly, and we'll let the team know as we have people from those constituencies who want to participate.
Great. I have a question, Julie. As far as I understand, these three new constituencies have not been approved by the board yet. Am I right or am I wrong?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, they have made petitions, they have the charters, but these still need to be approved.
Okay, great. Any comments? I'm a little bit concerned about the participation in this working group. Are we really having participation of all representatives of all the constituencies that we do have today? I don't know. I know that Chuck, you're always present, and it's SS participating as an individual, also Rafik. Rafik, one question. Are you involved with NCUC, right?
Yes.
But you're participating in the working group as an individual or representing the constituency?
I as representing the constituency.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your answer. I cannot hear you very well.
I am not as individual in this working group.
You're from the constituency?
Yes.
Oh, great. And we have Tony from ISPs, and we have IPC. We have Saeed. Okay, so we are not missing any constituency, right, Julie?
What about the registrars?
The registrars.
Krista.
Oh, Krista. Yeah, Krista, but she cannot make it on Friday.
Just every other Friday.
I know.
So.
Okay. Great.
I thought she was okay. Yeah. So. I thought we had resolved that. She's okay, I think. I think today we're dealing with a bad week for a meeting, so we shouldn't go by the participation today. I know you know this too, I'm sure, that Michael is on vacation this week with his family.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question in relation to that? I think, Chuck, perhaps you can give me some of your wisdom on this, but is there really a distinction? And, is there a sort of an authorization procedure or an appointment procedure in an official sort of way? I don't really know whether I'm here on a personal or a constituency capacity. I know that I'm a member of a constituency, but I don't know.
Victoria, by the way, it's good to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Thanks, Chuck.
I would just suggest that you contact, in your case, you're with the IP, representing the IPC, correct?
That's right.
So just check with Steve Metallitz and make sure that you're in sync, that you are, just let him know if you haven't already done so, that you're willing to represent the IPC on this, and then it's just your responsibility to kind of be the liaison between the constituency and this group. That should be fine, you know.
I know Claudio's on the group, also from the constituency, and he's obviously a very senior member of the constituency, so I imagine he'll be doing that liaison. But I was just curious, really, as to whether or not, because this is, I think, with all these reforms going on, and with the, I think it's an interesting question that we may end up coming back to later in a different context, but, with the move to working groups and the fact that all working groups are going to be open to all and all that sort of thing, I'm just wondering, whether or not there really, maybe something we need to add to one of our agendas. But,
it's really up to the constituency how they want to handle that, but I would encourage, in the case of the registry constituency, we have two representatives on this for a very specific reason. It's a backup. Like for today, Michael couldn't make it. I'm still on, so there's that continuity with the constituency. Someone's able to carry the messages back and forth and so forth. So it would be great if the IPC had a couple people for the same reason. In my opinion, okay, they don't have to. It's between you and your constituency whether they want you to be a representative or they just want one person to be the representative and it's really not for us to say how the IPC should do it, but it's helpful for you as an individual member of the group to know whether you're it's okay with them for you to be their representative in addition to one other person.
All right, thanks for that. That's helpful.
Okay, thank you. Can we move to our next agenda item? As we agreed in our last conference call, we agreed on taking one task of one of the three we had in our working plan and to prepare a detailed working plan with sub-tasks and a detailed set of things to be done. This was really very well done by Julie, and then Michael and myself made some suggestions in the text and some changes that really I commend her for her great work, that it was submitted to you maybe 5 days ago or 4 days ago. Have you the chance to review it? You have any comments? I think SS made one comment about point 1A on the action items of subtask 1, which can, I think, easily be fixed. I think it's a pretty interesting group of things to be done, and I also get the comments sent from SS to the list about some questionnaires and documents also pointed by Robert. And I think there's a lot of information there that we can use for this subtask to be performed. I was almost taking Julie's document and put some names in the column that said lead, but I thought it was more fair to share that idea with you in the conference call, because I think we need to move forward, and I think we need to find the people who will be putting this information together. We have great help from staff, but I think we also have to get involved. And I would like to hear your comments about the document that was prepared by staff and reviewed by chair and vice chair, and if we could start perhaps taking some names to write in the lead column and see if we can really move forward putting the information together. I am totally convinced that this information must be distributed in different places, in different constituencies, but the idea that I have from this working group as an outcome is a ground-based document for a reference for existing constituencies and new constituencies as to be referred for the new rules in the GNSO. Any comments?
I have a question.
Sure. Who was that?
Yeah, this is Tony. I have a question. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit in a catching up mode. I missed the last two meetings due to travel. But could you confirm the date and the title of this document? Because I've got two or three open here. I'm not quite sure which you're referring to.
Well, it's a document sent by Julie. Julie, could you tell me the day that you sent it? I cannot recall exactly.
By the way,
moment.
It was also attached in Julie's message that
yes,
she sent out for this
today.
Meeting. I don't know if it was sent out yesterday or is it today. But,
today.
Tony, the easiest way to get it is just to look at Julie's recent message, the most recent message she sent to this group.
Right. Yes, and the title of the document is GNSO OSD Constituency Operations Work Team. Well, the document title, the file title is GNSO OSD CSG WT Task 1 Draft Subtask Work Plan V1 for version 1.
It's the only Word attachment that was sent with her message that she just recently sent to the group.
I'll find it. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks.
And just for clarification, in the Mexico meeting, we agreed, or we just talked about three main tasks. This is all the subtasks of the first one, which is enhance existing constituencies by developing recommendations on constituency participation rules, operating principles, and database of members. So this subtask one, it has three subtasks, 1, 2, and 3, and it has different action items related with each subtask. Four subtasks. So if you go through them, I don't think it's necessary to read the whole document because it will take a lot of time. What I would like you to tell me is if you agree with the text that was reviewed by Michael, Julie, Rob, and myself, if you want to make additions, if you want to make deletions, and the best would be to have some ideas of how to start moving forward, if who could take the lead. I have seen SS with a very detailed analysis of many documents, for example, some links that were sent by Rob, so I think he could perhaps take the lead on some of these actions items. I will open a queue. Who would like to make some comments?
Chat
first, and then there was someone else talking, and I couldn't hear. Okay, go ahead, Chat.
Yeah, didn't we in our last call tentatively identify a few leads for some of these, or am I mixing that up with something else?
Maybe you're right, and I cannot remember.
I can't either, so.
So I'm sorry. If someone can help us.
This is Julie. We did tentatively identify leads to look at these subtasks and to come up with a draft plan, and that was Olga, Michael, and myself. So we were the initial leads, but I think that may have related to at least, you know, the fleshing out of these, you know, of the subtasks. So I imagine we could have further discussion on that.
Yes, that's what I remember, and that is already done.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. That answers my question.
Okay. Someone else was trying to talk, and I couldn't hear the name or the voice.
Yeah. This is SS.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, SS.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. See, I have a problem today that my disconnection goes off and on, so I'm not able to hear the full talk which is going on. So in case you have heard anything to me and I don't, you don't get response, maybe you have to repeat later on sometime. Okay, that's one part. Second is that, well, I agree to contribute into this action item. So my name can be put there.
Okay, could you tell us which of the action items of substacks are you more interested in getting involved, or you could perhaps review it and let us know in the list, and I would suggest the same for the rest of our team.
No, I'll just say subtask one.
Okay. All the action items you would like to work on in subtask one?
Yeah, right.
Great. That's great, SS. Thank you very much. And in the case that you didn't hear me, I just wanted to commend you because you made very detailed comments about different links that were sent by Rob, and I think you made very interesting reflections on that.
My stuff working, and so I'm good at creating or analyzing documents. And before we proceed further, I'll just now develop a template for defining admission decision procedures for new constituency for each stakeholder group. Now we are going to develop procedures. So in my mail, what I have said, that already they have some procedures. Everybody has some procedures. And let staff list out those for the benefit of the team. So a team can work on the available procedures and improve upon them. That's what I wanted.
Could I make a comment here? I'm sorry.
Sure, please, go ahead.
Look, I don't know if it's appropriate or whether or not it's still open, but I actually had I'm wondering whether it's all right to comment on some of the text of this document, because I have an issue with 1 and 1A, and this may or may not be the appropriate time to do that.
Oh, please go ahead.
Okay, so, I mean, I was just a little bit concerned that 1A and perhaps H1B are a little bit too narrow and a little bit too perhaps focused on administration and a sort of procedural issues rather than what certainly I understand here from all of the background reading is, you know, it includes very substantive points about criteria for participation. So I just wonder whether we need to soften that language or perhaps others think it's not necessary, but I just wonder, you know, when we get down to sort of templates for admission procedures, I wonder if we will have missed a step that's a very important part of the issue in number one, which is about participation guidelines, standard criteria for participation across constituencies, and it's from my perspective raises some really important substantive issues as to, you know, some constituencies, you know, it's a bugbear of mine, have inactive members or non-voting members and that sort of thing. So very substantive issues about participation in it, and not just a procedural. So I just wonder what others think about that, whether or not we need to just change that language slightly.
How would you change it?
That's my question.
I think, yeah. Okay. So I think I was just looking back at the papers, the background papers and so forth. The wording that's used, the standardising criteria for participation and/or participation guidelines, guidelines, rules and principles on participation. So I'm just wondering. See, it's sort of in number one, but I'm just wondering if in A, you know, instead of template, which is very precise, that suggests like a precedent or a document to me for admission decision procedures, whether it should be something like guidance or guidelines for participation criteria or participation principles or something like that.
I totally agree with her on that.
I agree, I'm seeing the same thing.
This isn't the place for a template. I think that's a good suggestion.
What do others think? Do we agree to of changing the word template?
A template is something that people use as a model and fill in information. That's not what we're talking about here.
Okay, so this is in, I just want to make sure I've got it correct. We're looking at 1A.
Item 1A.
Task 1, item 1A.
So instead of developing a template, would be develop a document for defining admission?
I think she said develop guidelines. Let's let Victoria say, which I think you said guidelines, didn't you?
I did. I said it could be guidelines and principles for standardizing, or I don't know about the word standard, but standardizing criteria for participation in constituencies or stakeholder groups.
I totally agree, Victoria. I think it's a great suggestion. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I understand where we need to make the change, and I will go ahead and make that change, and of course send around a revised version. And if you have further comments, Victoria, that they'd be welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
SS, I have some question. What board expects from us? Is it the guidelines they expect, or documents, or templates?
Oh, that's a good question. What I imagine from...
I understand the question, Olga.
Please, SS, correct me, because I can hear you very, very weak. What he's asking is, which is the outcome expected from our working group? That's the question that you're making, SS?
Well, we're defining the outcome, but my understanding is the outcome would be the guidelines and standardized principles.
That's the idea I have, like a ground-based document with guidelines for constituencies and stakeholder groups. Is it okay with you, SS? Do you have any comment?
No, actually, I could not understand because, again, this went out. Sorry.
Oh, what we were saying is that we should develop, as an outcome from our working group, a guidelines or based documents for constituencies. Okay.
Now, I think, Victoria, you also had a something on 1B, is that right?
I'm just looking at that, actually. That's right. Again, you see, administrative, I'd remove the word administrative.
Develop recommended practices?
Practices, yes. Because again,
around constituency membership?
Yes. I don't think we're just trying to pull the focus of that away from mere procedure.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
great.
This is Julie. I have gone ahead and made that change.
Great. Victoria, any other comment?
No, I think that... let me look. I think that'll do. I think that will be fine. I mean, there are arguably that same terminology repeats itself in C, that we've got procedures, we've got templates, etc. And whether or not that's probably all right down there, because we've dealt with it in A and B, I think it's probably all right in C.
I couldn't hear you. Your last sentence. Sorry.
Sorry.
In C1, if we are consistent, could we say ensure that the guidelines for constituency charter are consistent?
Oh, I see.
Actually, Julie, I think that's a place where a template might work. Whether we go that route or not in terms of our recommendations remains to be seen. But there actually could be a template for constituency charters that every constituency would follow, and therefore it would make it very easy for people on the outside to review that, and they would all be in consistent format. Does that make sense?
Perhaps then that's a good suggestion. I think that's a great suggestion, just jumping in there. But could we say consider whether a template is inappropriate?
Sure. I think that's okay. What others think?
That's okay.
And by the way, Olga, let me share a general principle here with regard to this particular document. We shouldn't assume that it has to be perfectly precise right now, although I'm totally supportive of the changes that are being made, because the clearer we are in terms of our tasks, the better. But we should treat this as a live document that we can refine and fix language things as we go, and we should do that. So this is, first of all, very good that we're doing what we're doing right now, but we should keep doing that as we work through it. We may discover things after we get into the nitty-gritty work that we want to word a little bit better, and we should do that, and should have the freedom to do that.
Thank you, Chuck. I totally agree. This is just a first draft document, and it's live, and I also agree that it's great that Victoria is making the suggestions, and I welcome any comments from the rest. Okay, what should we do? We have like 20 minutes left for the end of our call. We have other subtasks 2, 3, and 4. The feeling I have is that perhaps we had like few days or hours to review the document. I hear no comments other than Victoria and some other changes that we already made with Julie and Michael.
Let me add another one here.
Yes.
It's more format of the document than it is content, Olga.
Yes.
We've got leads for each of the action items, and that is probably just fine. But the question I'm going to ask is, should we have a lead for subtasks instead of leads for action items, or is it better to have a lead for every action item? In other words, the way this is structured, I haven't looked at it. Do all of the subtasks just have one main action item? I'm looking at it. You can tell I. Oh, they all just have one action item, don't they?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so that there's really no need to number the action items. Is that right?
No, but. As far as I understand your comment, is that there may be more than one lead in every action item. That's your idea?
Oh, I'm not pushing one way or the other. It's just that, for example, let's just focus on subtask one.
Okay.
There's only one major action item, as I see, under subtask one.
Yes.
Correct? And if that's going to be the case, we don't even need a number one there. That's just kind of added added clarification of the subject. In fact, I'm not sure, Julie, maybe you can help me on this, but why do we have the number one action item? Is that
just a clarification of subtask one?
Chuck, there's no real good reason for it. When I was developing the document, I put the number one in and really did not think about the fact that there was really only one item, so it doesn't need the number one. You're absolutely right.
And so we could either have a lead then next to what is now called action item one, or we could put leads for each of the A, B, which I don't think we want to go to that level of detail. We don't have enough people to do that. But
no.
So and that's okay. So in other words, what we need is a lead for subtask one, which would be put down in that what is now called action item one, and the same thing for the other subtasks, correct? So we're looking right now at needing leads for four subtasks. Is that correct?
Yes. If we are not dividing in A, B, C, that's...
And I'm fine with that. I just wanted some clarity there so that... And I think that's, for a group of our size, finding four leads is reasonable. If we break it down much finer than that and finding that every one of us are going to be leads on several things, which probably doesn't work. So.
Well, we really need to find three because SS have volunteered for task one. So we are happy to know that. So what I'm not sure if you all had the chance to review the document, and we don't have time to go through the whole text. Have an idea. What if we give the group, say, until Monday to review the document and suggest some volunteering for leading subtasks 2, 3, and 4, taking in consideration the kindly offer made by SS of leading subtask 1?
I have a question, Olga. Julie. On subtask 4, which is to develop a toolkit of in-kind staff support, this item, as reflected in the board recommendations and in the BGC report, was one that was recommended that staff take on as a lead.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I could suggest that I take this on as a lead. I obviously would coordinate with the work team, and everything would go through the work team for approval. But I could. This is one where I think there might be some administrative things that might be, relatively straightforward for staff to pull together and present to the team as some suggestions.
Great. Thank you very much, Julia. I think it's a great suggestion. I also have been reviewing a document that was sent by, I don't know if it was Rob or SS, with a questionnaire sent by to all constituencies when a survey. I think there's a lot of information there that could be useful. It is a long document. I didn't have the time to review it very deeply, but I think that part of that information could be useful for our base document of guidelines.
I wonder if in this table we should also not only just show leads, but participants. And it could be in the same column as the lead column, but to be more specific, I'm fully supportive of Julie's suggestion that she just made that she lead this one. I would certainly be one of those that would volunteer to provide support as needed on subtask 4.
Great.
Yeah.
We have subtask 1 and 4.
And I can adjust the document. I think we could show that it's lead and participants or something like that. Just to show who are the people who are working on particular tasks, if there's more than one, which there's likely to be. Thank you.
Okay. I would be glad to work. I volunteer my time for working in subtask 2 or 3, but I think it's mainly constituency information that could be relevant to take in consideration. And as I don't belong to any constituency, I would be glad to volunteer my time of working with... Okay.
You make a really good point, Olga. It's going to be really critical on some of these tasks to have several people from different constituencies being a part of it, because if we don't do that, we're going to find ourselves coming up with stuff that that the constituencies will reject later, and we don't want that.
Well, exactly. So I would be glad to join someone else in subtest 2 or 3, but I don't think I should do that alone.
Well, I'd be happy to volunteer, and I maybe have a unique role in the sense that I've been a member of at least 2 constituencies, not at the same time. But I was once a member of the NCUC, and now I'm a member of the IPC, so I have at least seen how 2 different constituencies operate, although I'm actually relatively new to ICANN. I don't regard myself as anything like as informed as some perhaps more senior people, so I'm sure we could do with some other expertise that I'm happy to participate.
Oh, great. Victoria, would you like to work on subtask 2?
I would like to work on subtask 2, but I've also I think some of the issues, as I mentioned earlier, in subtask 1 are extremely crucial, and I'd like to be involved on some level.
And I think that's perfectly legitimate. I think most of us are going to have to be involved in more than one of these. One other format thing on the table that I would like to suggest to make this easier to track would be right now, to illustrate it, let me just look at subtask 1. A, B, C, and in fact, even sub-elements, 1 parentheses, 2 parentheses, et cetera, that whole group of things is always in one row in the table. I think it would be much more effective if those things were broken down into separate rows. And then it's real easy to show status and dates and so forth broken down to more detail, which isn't terribly cumbersome. It's just in this format, it's a little more cumbersome to keep straight which one you're showing the status on. Does that make sense, Julie, in terms of a format here?
Chuck, that's a great suggestion. In fact, this document was more sort of to get the text out there for all of us to look at. I didn't know how many changes might be made at this meeting, and I'm happy to go ahead and break these up into rows. It's very simple to do.
Excellent.
Great. And I agree with Victoria that, and with Chuck, that we all should, especially people working in different constituencies, should be not perhaps leading, but involved in the development of all this subtask and action items. So, Victoria, just to clarify, you're interested in cooperating with subtask 1, and what about 2 and 3?
Yes, definitely number 2. I'm very tempted to say 3 because of the privacy issues. The legal privacy issues are going to be quite important.
Okay.
Just reading the background documents, I can just see, you know, there's been a huge issue with who is and the privacy issues, and I have to say I'm rather concerned. I can see already there's an issue here that people perhaps might be resisting this. There's obviously going to be a very live issue about resisting this database on privacy grounds. Where in actual fact, I think it's probably a very good idea in principle because it's all about openness and transparency. And so I think I'm quite tempted to say in subtask 3 too, but I don't know if that's going to be feasible. But
Is someone else want to talk?
Yeah, this is Tony. I'm just saying that I agree with what's just being said, that there would appear to be a privacy issue on the database of contemplated here.
Yeah, we have discussed about this a little bit in Mexico, but I think it could be a very useful tool, especially for outreach in developing countries.
I can tell you that item C, looking at the third one, where it says discuss with ICANN staff on how to create a GNSO discussion list. Well, that was done in the days of the DNSO. Chuck, you can probably comment on this too. When we had what was called the General Assembly at that time.
Yeah.
And it developed into a mailing list which became unmanageable. We had people like Jeff Williams sending 20 postings a day.
He's still doing it.
I'm sorry?
He's still doing it on the GA list.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've done that. We've done the General Assembly, and I think it was done away with for very good reasons as far as an actual operational feature of the meetings.
And those are the kind of things that the people that work on that task are going to have to mull over and come up with some recommendations. It could be a recommendation that we don't have that. Actually, there's been some revived discussion on the still existing GA email list of some sort of a cross-constituency, cross-GNSO list again, so that the idea is not dead. Even the people that are suggesting it now, though, Tony, have a concern about it not, you know, getting away from what the GA list still is today, where one person monopolizes and there's two or three others that jump in every once in a while.
So, Tony, I think you have a very interesting experience, and you also talk about this. Do you think this text in subtract 3, it's feasible, or it may be changed to some more realistic idea?
My suggestion, Olga, from a process point of view, is that now's not the time for us as a whole group to get into questions like that, but the people that work on this task should focus on those
and
then come back with recommendations to the full group.
Okay, so we have volunteers for subtask 3, perhaps Tony, with your experience?
As long as I'm not the leader of this, sure, I'd be happy to be part of a two-person team or something, but not in the leading.
Great. Okay, we have 3 minutes left until we reach our hour of conference call. I think we have made very interesting progress. If I have here no other comments, I would suggest the following. Julie will help us in developing a new document with all the changes in the text that we have suggested to her and to us, because we also prepared it for you. She will do the changes in the rows and columns. Julie, perhaps we could include some names as leaders or contributors to each of the different subtasks, and we could add it to the document.
Absolutely,
and
I'll include there, and as well as the other changes that people have suggested, and I can also make sure that this is available up on the wiki as well.
Great, and I would encourage those who have volunteered to help with this task and subtask, if they could think about some starting dates and due dates, and we discuss this on the list, because we will have no time to do that in this conference call, and it would make not much sense to discuss it in another conference call. I think we should enhance the discussions in our list so we can use our time in the conference call more efficiently. What do others think?
Olga, with regard to action items, follow-up to this meeting, am I correct that we've identified a lead for subtask 1 and a lead for subtask 4, but that we still need
2
leads for subtask 2 and 3. Is that correct?
Sorry if I'm mistaken. Please, Victoria, correct me. Victoria and myself, a volunteer for subtask 2. Is that okay, Victoria?
Did you volunteer as leads or as participants?
I don't want to lead things that are very related with constituencies, because I don't think that I'm the one.
And Victoria, were you volunteering as a lead on any of those tasks?
I'm happy to lead too if you need a lead.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
So then, what I'm getting at then is we need, and thank you, Victoria, for that. We need a leader for subtask 3, correct?
Exactly. Tony said he can help, but not leading.
Yeah. So what I'm suggesting is that in our request on the list is that we request that someone volunteer to lead subtask 3, and then I think we should request for participant names for all of the subtasks.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Okay. It's for us in Argentina, it's 11 o'clock, so I think it's time for finishing our conference call. Do anyone have any other comments?
Thanks, Olga.
Thank you very much. Have a happy Easter to all of you, and we keep in touch through the list.
SS said something.
SS, you have something to say?
Yes, thanks, and bye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Happy Easter to
Thank
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.